This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. It's Wednesday. You know what that means. That means this portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed you are. And joining us from Colorado, where I believe they are rolling out the FASTER program as we speak, is founder and CEO of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. This is day two of FASTER Colorado. I am in Greeley at the Weld County Sheriff Range, and we just wrapped up with day two of FASTER.
So how are the teachers liking it?
Out here, most all these teachers in the class are already caring. It's been a law for quite a while in Colorado. They just don't require any training and don't have a bunch of organized training. But the sheriff's department in some of the counties do provide some training. But we're just sharing our resources and sharing our training, our thoughts, and our techniques and the way we're doing things. And things are going well, and all the teachers seem to be responding very well.
Will it be the same way it is in Ohio? I mean, are you going to be able to set it up to where you're trying to have a uniform holster and a uniform gun and uniform ammo and... Are they a little too far gone for that since they've been carrying?
And what we're doing with FASTER in Ohio is, you know, we find certain guns and certain holsters work better, especially for their environment. Certainly 1911s on our option for the 98 pound, English teacher, but, you know, maybe a Glock 43 and the holsters, you know, the certain one that we have are definitely ones that we recommend. And then at the same time during class, depending upon what they show up with, you know, we'll hand them that firearm and say, see what you think of this. And, it's respond very well, especially with a smaller firearm, because concealability is an issue and it doesn't exactly take a cannon. I mean, if the gym teacher can conceal a Glock 19, great. But we're hoping it does. And, we have a great bunch of trainers out here in Colorado that we're training. To follow, our program and to add a little bit of what they know also. I mean, these are split the experienced officers. Some of them were at the Cinnamon 16 shooting in Aurora. Other ones were at a Columbine and other ones were in Aurora. So they've had the actual experience of responding to the active killers and mass shootings in and out of the schools. So that's a lot they can add to the program.
I would imagine given that history that also means that there's a lot of motivation to make this successful so this doesn't ever happen in Colorado again. I mean, they've had some bad times in Colorado.
Well, you know, it wasn't really Columbine that drove a lot of these people, a lot of these teachers, to saying, hey, we have to do something. It was Sandy Hook. I think probably Columbine, everybody looked at it kind of an anomaly. Well, that's not going to happen. All of a sudden, Sandy Hook happens, and then Aurora happens, and Edinburgh, Pennsylvania happens, and they decide something has to be done. So I think that was probably the motivating factor. When I talked to the teachers and when I talked to most of the police officers out here, you know, it was Sandy Hook like it was for the rest of us. That's what started our FASTER program. And the way the law is in the state of Colorado, they can, the school district can say, you know what, you're a security officer, so you can carry. and they don't have to really have any training whatsoever. Nobody knows. And so there's a lot of high schools and grade schools out here that have our teachers and janitors and administrators, and nobody knows about local sheriff. And then Laura Carno, who, by the way, the media has blown up on her, dealing with, we're talking, she's been on BBC, she's been on Scottish television, the Chinese are coming tomorrow, she's on CNN. And so finally, you know, we, Faster Ohio's been around forever, and certainly we got coverage in the beginning too, but she started it all over again, which is great for all of us, because you know, Bill, how bad I want to bring Faster to you.
Yeah, we need it in South Carolina, simply because in South Carolina, all the schools, and I don't know how they are everywhere else because I don't go testing those sizes of buildings, but all the schools here are gigantic affairs.
Uh-huh.
So it would be much better to let the teachers handle certain things than it would be to worry about these resource officers.
Right, and then, and whether it's budgetary concerns of the resource officer or look at Columbine, they went to where the resource officer wasn't. Madison, Ohio, he waited for the resource officer to leave the cafeteria and drew the firearm out of his backpack. So, you know, having a concealed teacher, a firearm on a teacher and administrator, it makes a big difference, again, because it's the art of surprise. You know, tactically speaking, certainly they're gonna go away or take care of the gun first.
Did the now I know there was a movement afoot in Colorado that let's teachers can't be trained to shoot or something like that. Teachers have too much to do to be worrying about shooting or whatever that little thing, the new movement, the new Bloomberg movement was. Has that packed up and hit the bricks?
Well, you know, they're not in legislation this time of year, so the Bloomberg people are gone. But still there's a lot going on. They're not really being that visible. There hasn't been a whole lot of opposition to this. But again, the teachers are already carrying in Colorado. So who can say, you know, I don't want my teachers trained? Or I don't want them to have better training?
Did anybody point that out?
Well, you know, when Laura was testifying, because they're also trying to pass a bill in Colorado that kind of mandated at least some training, to make sure that, you know, they had better training available or some training. And all the anti-Bloomberg people were saying, we don't want guns in the school. Guns will kill our children. You know, that same banner. And they were saying they're already there. All we want to do is have the ability and funds to train these people. So, again, they're not paying attention.
Gun grabbers. The one common denominator about them is they never know what the situation is like wherever they are, do they? They have no clue.
No, not at all.
No clue whatsoever.
And they don't try to find out. They don't try to get educated.
No, they don't. Now, we're going to be rolling up on the first break in about a minute and a half. So I want to tell you what I want to talk about in the remaining segments, just so you'll know. Number one, did you see that in the new NRA carry guard training program, that if you have a revolver or a 1911, they will not let you come to the Tier 1 defensive pistol class?
Yeah, I did see that. In fact, I've read quite a great, you know, there's some training counselors and instructors out there from the NRA that have been emailing me, making great points. And yeah, I did see that. And I have a theory. What are they acquiring, Bill? 1,600 shots, or you bring 1,600 rounds of ammunition? I think it's something that high, and that's
probably, I don't know what they're requiring. I know that they're trying to get some sort of uniformity to where everybody doesn't have to reload at the same time or something like, or everybody does have to reload at the same time.
And I think the class, you know, the 3-day class is well over 1,000 rounds. I can't tell you the number, but it's between 1,300 rounds and 1,600 rounds in 3 days. Can you imagine reloading your 6-shooter that many times? So I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Most people, if they go out there, there's a lot of people that only have a gun, and it's a Smith & Wesson 642, or they're an older person, and they carried the 1911 when they were in the military, and they know it the best.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And saying that these guns are not viable defense guns, after, you know, Masada Yoob has been saying for years that, you know, a six-shot, five-shot revolver is enough. Mm-hmm. So that's That's what we're going to tackle next, and then we'll get to the other two parts. I got too involved in that. My guest this hour from Colorado, as the FASTER program is rolled out, is Sean Maloney of Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mbvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.com. Or just listen to me and Sean as we're talking about what we're about to be talking about. Which, joining me again from Colorado in the Faster Program rollout is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. A lot of violence going on over there.
This is a multi-jurisdictional range. So SWAT teams are here. Some police academies are here. And then, of course, Lower Carnos, Faster Colorado.
Okay. I was just going by the noise. Sounded like you were in a gunfight yourself.
That's the SWAT team. I was down on the top range. So occasionally you hear a little bit of thunder.
There you go. The NRA the NRA decided to come out and do a couple things at this latest NRA meetup and we're not going to go over those details again, but they want to train people. And they've decided to train people, and with some people that have had the same advice all of this time and gone with the same advice, you know, the Smith 642, the 1911, now they're going to be told, well, you can bring that gun as a backup gun. Shouldn't people train in self-defense with the gun they're going to carry?
Well, that was always my advice, and certainly that makes the most sense, and that's common sense. And I have to apologize. I don't know enough about why that restriction's on there. I've gotten several emails about it, tried to look at the program. I'm not sure, but I'm sure there's a rationale. But again, the advice that we've given everybody their entire lives for carrying is carry whatever you're comfortable with and whatever is the best firearm. And to not want a 1911 and not want a 3-7 revolver or whatever it is doesn't make sense, because you want to train with what you have. To make sure that you're competent, to make sure that that's what you're safe with. So I'm not exactly sure why they're coming out this way or what their intent is in requiring that people not use those guns.
Now, is the hope that they have, are they hoping that they will be in enough spots to where people will come to them? Where are they going to offer this training at?
You know, I'm not really sure about that either. I know there's just a couple of instructors or just a couple of people that are out there providing this training. I'm not sure when they're going to roll it out completely. I'd assume it's going to be soon. And the rollout they were talking about was at the annual meeting was kind of the introduction of what was going on. So I'm sure right now, I would assume it's probably somewhere, you know, close to headquarters in Virginia. I know that's where they did a lot of the training, counselor training, so. But I'm not sure.
How much is it going to cost? Do we know that?
No, I don't know that. It may be out there, Bill, but I have to apologize. I haven't had time to look at the program. When they rolled it out, they didn't have a lot of the details as location and cost. And to my knowledge, they still haven't. Because of all the emails, Facebook messages, and things I've gotten, price and location haven't been a consideration. So I'll just assume that it hasn't been released yet.
I don't know. This don't sound like any way to run a railroad to me.
Sometimes you have to wait until all the details come out. And even then, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
And you have to start regrouping. So I'm sure whatever the program is, it was their best intention to have the best program there was.
Well, I'm sure too. I just, I'm just wondering at the need for them to be a training facility when they're already a certification facility where everybody has to come to them to get on the same sheet of music. And I don't know of any time that I've been to a few classes myself.
You there?
Yeah, I just I've got a lot of I didn't know if that was happening around you or what that was. I've been to a couple of training classes myself, and I have never been told not to bring a certain gun.
No, and neither have I, and I don't think there's probably there may be some certain unreliable guns that someone didn't want you to bring, but as far as an entire class of guns, I've never heard of that.
Well, I mean, most instructors, what they do is they bring a few guns of their own, and then if somebody's gun goes down, in order for them to be able to continue to train, they'll loan them their gun, which I don't see any problem with that, but, you know.
And when I teach a basic pistol class, I bring 20 or 30 of my own firearms to show them what a double-action-only revolver is like, what a striker fire is, you know, what 1911. Try to expose everybody to every firearm because they got to make the choice. What do they like and what are they most comfortable with? So, again, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense based on what I know and what I was taught. I just have a feeling that the program had an awful lot of rounds being shot in 3 days when I talked to other instructors and other people. And because you're only looking at probably around 300 shots a day before you start getting really tired. You'll be exhausted if you're looking at 500 shots a day.
I don't know about that. I mean, I imagine the beginner might. The beginner might, but I don't know. I just.
Well, I guess we could do the math. How many times do you have to reload a six shot? Or you're a 1911. That was the only thing that I could base things on. Yeah, there wasn't enough time to reload the 1911 mag. And the cylinder of a handgun.
Yeah, but see, the thing about it is, I've learned a lot of things in training. When you go into training, that's where you figure out what works and what doesn't work. And if they don't go and train with this pistol and find out, you know, okay, after the first five shots, I might be in a bit of a dire strait. They're not going to learn that lesson. So I don't know. I don't know about this. I just don't find it that smart of a way to start the whole program. Anyway, let me do a little selling here. Second Call Defense, they're out there right now. Teachers are probably going to be signing up. We were talking about a couple of things that I'm going to bounce off of him in the next segment coming up. You can find all the information you need at secondcalldefense.org. They have a plan to suit you. They have a plan to suit your budget. It's money well spent. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Well, if you've joined, you definitely are. And joining me again from the range at Colorado is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Do you consider, when somebody goes to a concealed carry permit class, do you consider that to be training of any sort beyond this is where you can carry, this is where you can't carry, take this test?
Well, you know, it all depends where you're going to go. There are a lot of states that don't even require training still. There's others like Ohio that require at least the NRA basic pistol class. And that's a basic pistol class in with safety. But doesn't deal at all with if you go over the law of the state of where you can carry, where you can't carry, and try to make sure that they understand lethal force and when you can use that and when you can't use it. But the vast majority, I think, of especially things like basic pistol or learning the minimum requirements, I think they make you safer. They make you understand. They give you a basic understanding of the firearm. But beyond that, I don't think that they do. It takes more training than that, more active training.
a little bit more constant training, whether it's hands-on or dry firing or live fire, that is just the bare bones minimum.
Do you think, in the case of Philando Castile, who, according to all the transcripts, instead of doing what I would do, which is say, excuse me, officer, before we go any further, I am concealed carry permit holder. My gun is on my 3 o'clock position. My hands are right here on top of my steering wheel. How would you like for me to proceed? Apparently, Mr. Castile just said, I have a gun and a permit. And then he was trying to both comply with not moving while getting his driver's license. Do you think that kind of training is incumbent upon somebody giving a concealed carry permit class? Telling people what to tell.
You know, one of my most popular seminars that I teach is Guns on the Go. Open carry, concealed carry, and how to handle a traffic stop. People need to know how to handle a traffic stop from both sides. What the police are thinking, what you need to be doing, and then what happens when they tell you to get out of the car. If they tell you to get out of the car during a traffic stop, something went wrong. Or when they say, could I have your firearm? Because some states, they're allowed to ask for the firearm. They say, well, officer, how would you like to proceed? How do you want to do this? But certainly you want to have your hands on the steering wheel. You want to have your dome light on at night, the window rolled down, and officer, I'm a concealed carry permit holder, and I have it with me. I always tell people you don't want to scream gun or I have a gun because you don't know what the officer on the other side of the car is hearing or thinking. And certainly that's an important piece of training in my view because, you know, it's one thing to have a gun, but how to handle the fact that you do have a gun, whether it's a traffic stop, a carry stop on the street, or it doesn't really matter what it is. But there are certain ways that you can avoid obvious problems. And they're common sense ways, and really they're pretty easy, and they don't take a lot of work. But on both sides of the line, things can go wrong.
Is there any data out there on the incidence of concealed carry permit holders not doing the right thing and being inadvertently shot during something that might be considered relatively, and I use the word loosely, routine?
You know, I think there may be a few out there. If memory serves me right, about 6 months or so, a gentleman was shot, and he was a concealed carry holder and said he had a gun, and I think maybe had the gun on his hands at that point in time. I know in Ohio it's illegal to have your hands on your firearm during a traffic stop, whether you're a concealed carry permit holder or not, unless you're instructed to do so. I think it happens with very few traffic stops if something goes wrong, because I can tell you that police are trained, and I've had several seminars with police departments and officers where their leadership and their road patrol people say, you know what, you guys, I know it's tough. We have to take a breath. Step back sometimes because there's so many firearms out there. We want to make sure that both we protect ourselves and protect the armed concealed carriers. So after all, he has a legal right to do. But again, basic instruction, hands on your steering wheel, dome light on, window roll down. Officer, I have a concealed carry permit and I have a USB. Do you have any instructions? I've been pulled over. Can I see your driver's license, Mr. Maloney? Sure, officer. I just want to let you know that my firearm is in the holster inside the waistband on my right hip. Can I proceed? And they appreciate that. As long as there's constant communication, eye contact, things aren't going to go awry.
See, I see a couple of things happening here. I see sort of the Ferguson effect happening with law enforcement around here right now, where they're not really interested in going places and doing things out of risk of being called wrong or having some sort of thing to ruin their life come up. I get that. And at the same time, they don't want to be, killed while they're pulling somebody over for a bad taillight or something because they don't really know what's going to happen because sometimes it's not really that routine. So where is there any sort of common middle ground out there to be found on that?
Well, you know, I think training is a requirement and it needs to be done. And you got to, as a concealed carry holder and as a public in general, we need to step in the shoes of the police officers in America. We need to step over on the other side of that thin blue line and understand what they're going through. They have targets on their backs in many parts of the country, and on top of everything else, they have the government they work for, and you know, the mayors, the county commissioners breathing down their neck, making their life more difficult, not supporting them. And as things get worse, we as concealed carry holders have to think about what they go through. I always tell people, you know, whether I was representing them in criminal matters or you apply to the police officer, because you know what? You may have pulled you over for going 35 and a 25, but you don't know where he just came from. You don't know what he just had to scrape up. You don't know who he had to just say that your dad's not going to be coming home. You don't know if he was just shot at. And because of that, you know, no two traffic stops are ever the same. And no two police personalities could be the same, even on the same day, under the same circumstances, based upon what they just went through. And we need to be cognizant of that and, you know, and respectful of that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm just I'm trying to figure out where the training would be. The first thing I'd like to see happen is for law enforcement to reach out in their areas, like, you know, county-wise or something, and just bring concealed carry holders in and say, listen, let's talk about this. Now, that I may be reaching too far out there. I know some people do and some people don't. I don't see any reason for there to be this kind of confusion. And maybe I'm just
And I agree with you. And again, communication is the best thing to do. And that's a good idea. And I'll bring that up to my sheriff in Butler County. And I'm sure he'll be amenable to do that. He's been pro-gun all the way. And he often publicly tells people to get trained to get a firearm because we can't be there. And you need to take care of yourself. But that's a good idea. Just, again, just some communication between a concealed carry holder and a police officer. And, hey, look, you know, we all know that there some people are better than others in any situation. And we've all seen, like, dash cam videos of things going wrong and the armed citizen not doing things properly. And
we'll cover all that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We are again. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed, you are. Joining me again from the range in Colorado is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. We lost him there for a second, but we got him back. Because this is the 21st century. How many people that are members of Second Call Defense came to Second Call Defense as brand new concealed carriers? Do you have any data on that?
You know what? We probably have a percentage of people that were members of the few other people out there or signed up with them and then did research after that and decided to switch over. So there's some, but there's not a large amount of those people. Mostly, what the advent of CarryGuard has done too is driven a lot of people to the market, and they're taking a look at things and they research it to say, you know what? I'm still going to go with Second Call Defense. So they're getting more options, and you know, they choose us for whatever reason, and it makes us better and makes us more successful.
The one thing that I thought about when I saw that was that this would be where the new people might get it. That they wouldn't have had this. I thought it was good that they came out with it. I didn't like the way the details, but I thought it was good they came out with it because the new gun owners are the ones that really don't know that much about the dangers of beyond the gunfight part, but actually, the legal system that they're going to throw themselves into once they defend themselves.
Right, I don't think about that. So certainly the NRA blitz has made them more aware and more conscious of the fact that sometimes your fight doesn't begin until after the fight. I have another case going on that was kind of a fight, a scuffle, and a negligent discharge. Of course, the police want to charge somebody, the person with the firearm being attacked in this case, with inducing panic, with disorderly conduct, and illegally discharging a firearm within a city limits. Well, you know what? The firearm was discharged because it was a struggle. He's being beat. So, it never goes away, and you never know what's going to happen. You don't know who the prosecutor is going to be. You don't know the situation. And certainly the police in some jurisdictions want somebody to be sitting in that jail cell that night when the gun goes off. And, sometimes it's warranted and sometimes it's not. But they need to take that same deep breath. But unfortunately, I tell people, if you're in jail, just sit, grin and bear it. We're gonna get through this. And what people don't think about even more importantly is it doesn't matter if you're justifiably arrested or you're improperly arrested and then you walk out the door 2 months later, you're not getting your money back from the attorneys out there, and that's money that's still out of your pocket and gone forever.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? The tens of thousands of dollars that go away that you can't get back.
You can't get it back. When you're acquitted of whatever you're being tried for and whatever you're charged with, they don't write you a check for the amount of your attorney's fees and say, you know what, we were wrong, here you go. Let's make everything equal. That doesn't happen. Nobody wins when you go to trial, except maybe the people representing you.
True, true, true. The other thing I was asking earlier is, one thing that the new people, I think sometimes some of these new people that get concealed carry permits, they're sort of, they need to ask themselves a question. Who do you love and who would go to the mat for you if they were in the position? And that's the ones that you would defend with your weapon, because just about anybody else that you run across, if you do that, you're sort of stepping into a bear trap, no matter how dire the circumstance is, aren't you?
Well, you got to think about that. Certainly self-defense of another or a third party is legal, and the use of lethal force, if you're in their position, you can use lethal force if warranted. But make sure you know everything that's going on. And I tell people, you better be willing to go to jail for them. So if it's a complete stranger and the situation is iffy and you don't know, make sure you know exactly what's going on. There's many situations where the good Samaritan has acted without knowing all the facts, was actually helping the bad guy. And in that case, the good Samaritan gets charged with the same thing that the bad guy's getting charged with, no matter what that was. So you're right. You got to make sure that if you're going to use lethal force and self-defense on behalf of another person, you better be willing to do time for them.
Yeah, that's almost like a disheartening thing to understand, isn't it? To take up that you don't get to be Batman. You better be Perry Mason, huh?
Yeah, and sometimes I hate to say this, but sometimes the best thing you could do is dial 911. But again, these are things that you need to think about, and everybody listening needs to think about the fact that we can't really train for lethal force or practice using lethal force, but our imaginations can go through a situation when you're walking down the street or as you're going through your house, and you need to think about that. Today there's some people, we saw some graphic pictures of people that were in shooting events, that were in active killer events, and they need to get used to these things, because especially if the teacher and you're reacting with an active killer, you're going to see some things that aren't so pleasant. So you better see them now and not ever see them before, because that's going to have a traumatic effect also at the same time where you're trying to take care of the rest of your teachers or the rest of the students. And so we need to think about things like that. And certainly, Bill, we need to think about what's going to happen after you use a firearm for self-defense. Like you said, not everybody's going to pat you on the back and say, great job. You're a fine citizen. It's not going to happen that way.
because there's been a shooting, there's going to be an investigation, and, you know, most investigations are conducted with the one thing in mind, for somebody to be arrested and go to jail for whatever they think they did.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing about it, isn't it? It's a double-edged sword once you carry the gun. You better be right if you pull it out. And if you're not going to be right, and there's a chance you might not be right, you better be a member of Second Call Defense.
I would agree with you there. And not for the obvious reasons, but because it's the right thing to do. And you need to, because the last thing you want to do is cash in all your 401k programs and not get any money back or be left without any money whatsoever. And you're going to get what you're paid for.
Yeah. And you need to go. And, you know, the thing about it is that I've said this time and time again, the amount of money you pay for Second Call Defense for the Defender program, it will take you, when I was 55 years old, it would have taken me till I was 71 years old to have spent $10,000 on that over all of that time. Or if I shot somebody at any time during that moment, what's your tally up to now with that cat out in California? How much have you paid him and how much has he paid in?
He paid just over $300 for his plan, and he has $100,000 in his checking account to pay for expert witnesses, attorneys, and whatever else he wants to use the money for. I know the private investigators have already been out there. I've talked to them, and he's on the way to trial now, and he got another $50,000 for his attorney because it was trial time.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's what we did. It's the right thing to do. I've looked at the evidence. I've looked at the film, and unfortunately, he chose to defend his life in California. And, you know, it's a shame that oftentimes justice depends upon your location. Because looking on the facts of this, if this would have happened where I live, there would have been no charges filed and never would have went to the grand jury.
Well, we're about to run out of time. Tell Laura Carno I said congratulations, way to go. We'll be getting with her in a little bit.
You almost can't go anywhere without seeing her on the news. So, and she's on CNN tomorrow, like I said, and everywhere else.
Tell her I knew her before she was famous.
Well, you had a lot to do with it, so don't sell yourself short. Well, have a good night.
You too. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I think my pops wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.